Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs for the ninth day of Adar Sheni. We are in chapter 8 of Nedarim, Mishnah Gimel, Ad HaKatzir, if his vow is until the harvest. We're continuing the theme of time limits on vows, or he says Ad HaBatzir. Now, Batzir is the word for a grape harvest. Ad HaMasik, Masika is the word for the olive harvest. Now, as an aside here, just like the Eskimo are famous for having many words for snow, the Jewish people in ancient Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, there are many different words for different types of harvest. And we actually mentioned this about 2 years ago in Mishnah Yomi, that every one of the famous seven species, that Eretz Yisrael is praised for having these seven species in it, they all have their own word, with the exception of pomegranates. Pomegranates happen to be left out. They don't have their own special word that I could find in scripture or Mishnayos or the Talmud about the specific harvest of pomegranates. So it's probably just likut. If somebody finds a word that only means the harvest of pomegranates, please let me know. It's sort of a pet project of mine. Anyway, back to the Mishnah. So he specified until a harvest. Eino asur ela ad shiyagia. His vow is only effective until the harvest begins. Zeh klal. Now the Mishnah gives a rule, which is not just based on this Mishnah, but yesterday's study as well. Kol shezmanu kavua, anything where the time is fixed. Like Pesach was the example yesterday. Velmer ad shiyagia, and he says until it arrives, asur ad shiyagia. Then the vow is only effective until it arrives. Amar ad shiyehe, but if his vow was until it will be, asur ad shiyetze, then he's forbidden even through that event. Like we said, Pesach, Passover yesterday. V'chol she'ein zmana kavua, and happenings that are not fixed in the calendar, like the examples today, the harvest time depends on the temperature and the atmospheric conditions and the ripening of the crops. Bein amar ad shiyehe, whether he said until it will be, bein amar ad shiyagia, or if he said until it arrives, einu asur ela ad shiyagia. The vow is only effective until it first arrives. And Gemara explains, people really don't make a vow with an undefined end point. So someone who says through Pesach, they know at the end of Pesach their neder is done, but through the olive harvest, well, it might be delayed this year, it might go a little longer, so people don't really do that. It's going to Mishnah Dalet, Ad HaKayetz, until Kayetz, or Ad Yehei HaKayetz, or until it will be through the Kayetz. Now, in modern Ivrit, in Eretz Yisrael, Kayetz means the summer, so people are usually talking about summer break. But kayetz really means, in Mishnah, the fig harvest. Kayetz is a specific word for cutting your figs off. So the Mishnah now defines how we know the fig harvest. Now, as an aside, historically, the whole notion of a vacation or a summer break for the kids was so they could come to the farm or the orchard and assist with the harvest. The whole point of the summer vacation, the chefshi kayetz, is so that the kids can help with the fig harvest. That's the whole idea. So how do we define this? Ad shiyatchilu ha'am, it's when the people begin lahachnis b'kalkalut, to bring baskets. They bring baskets out to the field and start grabbing a lot of figs, cutting a lot of figs off the trees and bringing them back in baskets. Now, obviously, if somebody goes out to the orchard or the trees and they see a fig, even before harvest time, they might just eat one fig, but they're not going to bring a basket and schlep home unripe figs. So when they're ripe and people are bringing them in baskets, that's how we know the kayetz, the fig harvest vacation, has begun. Ad shiyavur kayetz, if he says until the kayetz has passed, ad shiyakoplu hamikzot. So how do we know it's over? It's when they fold up the mikitzoa. Now, the mikitzoa, it's either a mat that they would dry the figs on, or it's the knife that they would use to cut the figs off of trees. Seems they had folding knives back then, too, pocket knives. The kotzir, if one said until the kotzir. Now, kotzir is the harvest. It really means the cutting of grain. So which grain do they mean? So that's when they start harvesting the harvest of chitin, of wheat. Of a low ktsir sorin, not the harvest of barley. Now, this is going to come up very soon, in about 5 weeks, when we begin Sfirat HaOmer, counting of the Omer, counting from Pesach, for really from the second Leil Seder, the second day of Pesach, to Shavuot. Now, in the times of the temple, which God willing, we're going to see again very soon, on that Motzei Pesach, when here in Chutz Laaretz, in Golus, we're doing the second Seder, over in Eretz Yisrael, they were cutting down the first stalks of barley to bring the Korban Omer, a special meal offering brought from barley in the temple. And then the time of wheat harvest was actually later, around Shavuot time, when they brought the Shtei Alechem for Shavuot that was brought from wheat, which is 7 weeks later, that count of 49 days of the Omer, that's 7 weeks later. So typically the wheat harvest, of course, depending on atmospheric conditions, the wheat harvest was usually about 7 weeks after the barley harvest. Something to keep in mind during when we start Sefirat Omer soon. Okay, the Mishnah concludes, Hakol lefi makom nidro. Everything depends on the place he made his nether. And explains, Imhaya Bahar, if he was up on the mountain, where perhaps some crops ripen later because it's cooler, some might ripen earlier because there's more sunlight. So it depends on the harvest or the kayitz up there. Imhaya Bavika, if he's down in the valley where certain crops ripen at different times, Bavika. So then it depends on the local conditions that will define the time limit of his vow. So it's a good musr to sort of keep your eyes open and know what's going on, you know, with, you know, actual physical conditions and parnasa conditions before you start trying to make a vow that might impact those issues. Yashar kochachem, be well.